Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Yep. I think that'll be my theme song whenever I start a ramble. Or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, a week ago, I said, not so heartless, that I would participate in the questions that have been on recordings. And, you know, there's a lot of good questions. Most of them will make you think. And then there's some where they're just like, oh yeah, you answer them right away. And so, I like this one too. And there are a lot of really good questions. So, here we go with number one. What movie do you watch just because it makes you laugh that was not meant to make you laugh? Well, Moulin Rouge, though. Oh my god, I love that movie so much. I loved it ever since I was about, 7 years old. And yeah, that was when I didn't get that part where Nicole Kidman was just rolling around on the floor going, yes! Yes! You know, it's just... Anyway, I think the reason why it makes me laugh is just everything is so melodramatic. And it's just like, what? And now when I watch this movie, I'm just like, why did I like that movie when I was 7? I mean, why did I like that movie? Oh, now I see why. Because everything is just... Some things you just can't take seriously. Even the serious parts you can't. Because it's so melodramatic. I mean, Moulin Rouge, come on! Everything there is just out there, outrageous, and just... I love that movie. I love that movie so much, Moulin Rouge. And Ewan McGregor? Yeah. That's a guy I'd like to bang. Number two. Name a song with those dreadful misheard lyrics, especially if it's one that most people didn't hear wrong. Do you sing it while you are driving alone with the wrong lyrics? Now, I know that it might be commonly misheard, but you know the song by Cream called White Room? You know, in the white room with black curtains near the station. Yeah, that one. I remember one time, me and my dad, we were driving to we were going out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and we were driving on the way there, and this song, White Room, came on the radio, and when we got across the line, Platform Ticket, Restless Diesel's Goodbye Windows, there was this... I was belting it. I was just doing my best Jack Bruce impression. So, yeah, it all went like this. You said no strings could secure you at the station. Platform dickhead! And my dad just looked at me like, girl, what'd you say? I was just singing along. I thought Jack Bruce said platform dickhead. And really, he said platform ticket. Tick it. Not dickhead. Ticket. And oh my gosh. When my dad told me the right lyrics for that, I was just completely blushing like mad. I couldn't even believe those words came out of my mouth. Platform dickhead. What the hell? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and, yeah, platform dickhead. We have... that's our inside joke. Now. That's our inside joke between me and my dad. Whenever we hear the line platform ticket, we always think back to that one mishap of platform dickhead. Yep. Number three, what is your favorite go-to food? Pizza! Oh, I love pizza. Pizza, 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 pizza. Every day I think about pizza. Especially meat lovers. Oh my goodness. And oh my gosh. One time, when I get the chance, I always beg my dad, "Dad, we got all the ingredients for the pizza. Can we make one?" And we just make one. Oh my gosh. I make the best. Well, not the best, but you know, when I make a meat lover's pizza, I top everything on there. Every meat on the menu I got. Yeah. And I pile on the toppings. Oh my goodness. And yeah, because you never have enough toppings on that pizza when I make one. And so we're just piling them on there. We don't have a specific amount. We just pile it on there and say, "Yep, that's enough." And so yeah, pizza. Whenever you feel good, eat some pizza. Whenever you feel bad, pizza. Whenever you're angry, pizza, 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 pizza's the answer to everything. To me, it is. Well, along with music. So yeah, pizza. Number four, what food or drink do you like most that makes most people just cringe? I like diet sodas. Most people, the people that I know that have been friends of mine ever since high school, whenever they see me drink any diet drinks and actually see me enjoy them, they're like, "What the hell? Do you actually like that stuff? That stuff just tastes nasty." And I'm like, "Yeah, I like it, so." And besides, I can't have regular drinks. I don't like regular drinks. I can't have them because I think I have a problem with sugar, because every time I consume anything sugarish, I start getting sleepy and everything just falls downhill from here. I might be borderline diabetic, so that's why I drink a lot of diet sodas. And I know it's not good for me because of the aspartame in it, but you know, I like it. I like my Diet Mountain Dew, Diet Pepsi, Diet whatever. And at the moment, I am drinking it. Haha. So yeah. Okay, and number five. If you could have someone read to you a Dr. Seuss story in any accent of your choice, what accent would you choose, and which Dr. Seuss book? Oh, I would love it if somebody would read Green Eggs and Ham in an English accent. Now that's pretty cool. That would be really cool. Number six, if you could turn into a sex toy, what toy would you choose, and why that particular toy? I want to be a Hitachi. I want to make people scream. That's, yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. I want to become a Hitachi because I want to make people scream and just moan out loud. Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah, definitely a Hitachi. I would love to be that one. Or either that or a fleshlight for the guys. Oh, that's easy. Number seven, what stupid talent do you have that makes people look at you and say, "Really?" or "Amazed at your talent?" Oh, this brings me back to that time in high school. I used to do this every time we're on the bus. It would make the bus driver raving mad whenever I would do this. I mean, we have a bunch of pranks we could do. I mean, back then we would usually make tons of noises, and sometimes we would make all these loud sex noises, you know, the things. And then other times, I would see, this is the talent that I would put to use every time to make the bus driver mad. See, here's the thing. I would imitate a newborn baby crying. And see, I demonstrated that when I made this rambling post about my weird hidden talent. And it was that. It was imitating a newborn baby crying. And so, I don't mind demonstrating it again if I can do it. I don't know if I can anymore, because back then I used to do it real good. Not way, way back when I was actually a baby, but you know, when I was in high school and you would get the bus driver really mad, make people think that we actually have a baby on the bus. So here is the trick I did. And here it goes. It would make the bus driver mad. So here's the thing. 1, 2, 3. I can't do it anymore. Hold on, let me do it. Okay. That's how I would usually do that. And while it's not the best impression, I've somehow along the line, because it's been a long time since I've done this vocal trick, and you know, it just brings back memories, you know, just making the bus driver so mad at us and making the elementary kids in the front seat think that there's actually a baby on the bus. They'll turn around in their seats and go, "Aww, that's a baby on the bus." All the while I'm just, my mouth is halfway closed and I'm just doing all these. That. So, yeah, good memories. It's a surprise we haven't got written up for that. So, yeah. And number 8. Have you ever gone out wearing 2 different types of shoes, clothes inside out, or some other similar wardrobe malfunction? What would you... wardrobe malfunction. Ooh. There was this one time in 7th grade, back when I was in middle school. I was wearing this shirt that said "Girls Gone Wild" camera crew, and oh my gosh, and everybody was just staring at it, and that was back when I was like, "What the heck is Girls Gone Wild? What?" And so somebody finally pulled me aside that day and told me, "You know, Girls Gone Wild is a porno video." I was like, "What? So you're telling me that the Girls Gone Wild video crew is like a video crew for a porn movie? A porno series?" And he was like, yeah, pretty much. And immediately I had to go into the bathroom and turn it inside out to make people forget that moment, but sadly nobody forgot. And I was the butt of the joke that week. And it was bad. Very bad. Yeah. Number 9. What is your favorite tongue twister? My favorite tongue twister is kind of like a tie between "How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?" and "Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers." Although I do like "Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers" the best. Yeah. "Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers." And "Peter Piper..." Even though I mess up 100 freaking times singing it. Not singing it, but you know, saying it. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? It almost messed up. Yeah, so that's my favorite. Yeah, Peter Piper is my favorite tongue twister. So, yeah. Number 10. What TV show do you watch that would be that you would be embarrassed to tell anyone you watch? Either current or old show. Oh, I used to love, I've recently got into this show on Logo TV. This channel, Logo. Oh my gosh, it's one of my favorites now. It's RuPaul's Drag Race. Because there's just a lot of guys on that show that look good in makeup. And I'm just looking at every time they do that runway show thing at the end of each episode. It's like, I'm just looking, observing at how their makeup is done and what clothes they're wearing. And especially, though, it's just, I usually watch them by myself because I can't watch them around with my mom because you know how she's with drag queens and all that. She just, that's not right. Because I was caught watching it one time and she, looked at the TV and she was like, "That's not right." And I'm just looking at, ooh, now their makeup is so awesome. How the fuck do you do that? How the hell do you get such a perfect line on those eyes? Good God. It's like, damn. That's fierce. Yeah. And probably because a lot of sassy people on this show. Yeah. That and I love RuPaul too, so. Come on. And then number 11. Are you the type of person who laughs when someone tries to look normal when they've just walked into a wall or a door or just trips? Or are you the person who does one of those things? Well, I'm a little bit of both. Because when I see somebody and they trip over something and they just kind of look embarrassed and just trying to hold back. But then suddenly it would sort of bite me in the butt and I would end up tripping and they would start laughing. So yeah, that comes to show me that karma is a bitch and so am I. Well, I'm not so much a bitch, but I'm easily amused by everything. Not everything, but you know. I'm easily amused. That's it. And sometimes being amused, easily amused, can get you into a lot of trouble. So that taught me that. And yeah, I guess this is it. I had so much fun answering all these questions because I, even though most of my answers never make sense, I hope that you could get a kick out of them. And I will see you all soon. So, ta-ta for now.